Talking this morning about this experience I had in the sauna yesterday at the gym. I was there, and it's a co-ed sauna. The locker rooms come from different directions, no nakedness or anything like that. You have to make sure you're covered up and stuff. And I go in there, and the situation evolves. It starts with there's these two women in there. When I first go in, I kind of startle one of them. And she's like, "Oh, you scared me." And there's these two women in there, one sitting on the floor, and the other sitting up on a seat like a normal person. And then a couple minutes later, two more of these women come in, and they start speaking, I believe it was Korean. I'm not really sure, you know, but it was a language I didn't understand. And they're speaking it constantly the entire time I'm in there. Now, sometimes you go into a sauna and you don't hear that much chitter-chatter. But this was just nonstop the entire time I was in there. They were talking, and I was getting a little bit paranoid. I thought, hey, are they talking about me or what? And so I'm wondering, is that something to be concerned with? I mean, are they violating etiquette by not speaking English when there's an English-speaking person present who can't follow what they're talking about? So I know we have a lot of calls, a lot of thoughts on this. Try to get to as many as we can at 539-9750 or 238-0975. Go ahead.
Well, I guess it just kind of depends on who's talking. Like, me and my husband, we both speak Marshallese, so not very many people understand it. So if we're trying to slide something past on our kids, we'll speak it. But if we're around other people that speak English,
yeah,
then we're speaking English, because to me, it's just kind of rude. Like, I don't, yeah, we speak a little bit of Spanish too, and then when you got somebody that's pointing and staring, and it makes you really uncomfortable. Like, why, what are you saying?
Yeah, and you know, that we had one caller who was really offended by me being kind of thrown off by that. And I wasn't expecting to get jumped on my head. I wasn't saying, you know, come to this country and you speak English now, you know, anything like that. I was just saying I could tell that they could speak English because of the way, you know, the one woman actually said, oh, you scared me, you know, at first when I first entered there.
Yeah, exactly.
So I knew they had the capability. If they didn't, I'd understand, but...
No, it's not that they shouldn't speak their own language or they're not allowed.
Right.
It's kind of rude to make everybody else.
I know, yeah, I'm in the sauna. And it's a crowded sauna. There's not usually that many people in there, and you know it's 4-1, and they're talking. And it's just odd. It's an odd experience. Although, you know, it's kind of interesting just to sit there and listen to the weird, you know, the way that they talk and everything. It's kind of different. So,
I usually butt in on the conversation and say, "Hey, what are you saying?"
What are you saying? I thought about it, but I was like, "Ah,
language is not nah. in
Well, thanks for calling in.
Yeah,
539. She sounded really disappointed there. I wasn't done. 539-9750 or 238-0975. You're in the sauna. You're the only English-speaking person in there, or the only person who doesn't speak Korean or whatever they were speaking, I guess you should say, because they spoke English. You're kind of out of the loop. Should they be speaking English?
I was just going to say, no, I think they were perfectly fine speaking Korean or whatever language it was. I probably would have felt a little awkward myself, but then again, if I were in a different country, the first thing I would do is find, like, four other people that could speak my language. But I was just thinking yesterday, I was in a hallway, and there were eight people that spoke English next to me. We didn't say a single word to each other. Not a single one. That was awkward.
Yeah. Yeah, complete silence. But that's what's another odd thing, is usually when you go into the... Have you had very many sauna experiences?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I love the sauna.
Yeah, sometimes it can get awkward, and you know you're aware of that and everything. Sometimes you go in there, and it's just complete silence, and that's usually kind of, it seems like that's the way it is.
You're like, okay, half-naked guy next to me, it's kind of weird.
And then every once in a while you get a dude in there who's, like, chatting you up, like, so what's going on in your life? You got a girlfriend?
I know. Yeah,
well,
so no, that's pretty weird, though. And the fact they're sitting on the floor, that's just an all-around odd experience.
Yeah, you don't expect to see someone wanting to sit on the floor of a sauna where everyone's sweat eventually goes downhill and gathers and pools and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. I can see your point, but I do think they should be able to speak their language. It's like, you know, it's like a fallback. It's just nice to be able to not have to speak English.
Sure, yeah. I understand that. If I were in another country, I'd like to be able to do that, too. It just made me feel very awkward and... I don't know. I guess I just get overly paranoid that people are talking about me when they go to that
meeting. Well, I hope they said something really bad, so at least your paranoia would be justified.
Yeah.